Well, welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts for the Bethel United Methodist Church, also known as the Word is the Way to Life podcast. Wow. Well, we've been looking at the Psalms, and most of the Psalms are the Psalm of David. You know, he's given us some really wonderful insights. So as we continue on with this journey from Psalm 51 through 100 every week, and this week we are in Psalm 55. Now the instruction for the choir director says this: this is a Psalm of David and to be accompanied by string instruments. Hear God's word, Psalm 55. Listen to my prayer, O God, and do not ignore my cry for help. Please listen and answer me, for I am overwhelmed by my troubles. My enemies shout at me, making loud and wicked threats. They bring trouble on me, hunting me down in their anger. My heart is in anguish. The terror of death overpowers me. Fear and trembling overwhelm me. I can't stop shaking. Oh, how I wish I had wings like a dove. Then I would fly away and rest. I would fly far away to the quiet of the wilderness. How quickly I would escape, far away from this wild storm of hatred. Destroy them, Lord, and confuse their speech, for I see violence and strife in this city. Its walls are patrolled day and night against invaders, but the real danger is wickedness within the city. Murder and robbery are everywhere there. Threats are cheating, are rampant in the streets. It is not an enemy who taunts me. I could bear that. But it's not my foes who angrily insult me. I could have hidden from them. Instead, it is you, my equal, my companion, my close friend. What good fellowship we enjoyed as we walked together to the house of God. Let death seize my enemy by surprise. Let the grave swallow them alive, for evil makes it its home within them. But I will call on the Lord, and the Lord will rescue me. Morning, noon, and night, I plead aloud in my distress, and the Lord hears my voice. He rescues me and keeps me safe from the battle waged against me. Even though many still oppose me, God, who is King forever, will hear me and will humble them. For my enemies refuse to change their ways. They do not fear God. As for this friend of mine, he betrayed me. He broke his promises. His words are smooth as cream, but in his heart is war. His words are soothing as lotion, but underneath are daggers. Give your burdens to the Lord, and he will take care of you. He will not permit the godly to slip and fall. But, O God, will send the wicked down to the pit of destruction. Murderers and liars will die young. But I am trusting you to save me. Wow. Think about that. Give your burdens to the Lord, and he will take care of you. He will not permit the godly to slip and fall. Wow, I think he's talking about stress. And I was thinking, think about this. An old man staggers down the road with an enormous sack on his back just when he thinks his back will break. A strong young man steps beside him, lifts his load, and carries it for him. I think this is the picture of the Lord. And at that point, when we feel that life is unbearable, the Lord steps beside us and lifts our load. God helps and gives us hope in the midst of stress. You know, David is crying out. He is experiencing all these things. And I'm thinking about that poem of footprints, you know, and where there was only one set of footprints in the sand, and the Lord said to the fellow, "That's when I was carrying you." Wow, God is there. I love it as David kind of pours out his heart and just challenges, and we can look at things in life. Oh, you, O God, will send the wicked down. Murderers and liars will die young, but I am trusting you to save me. In Peter chapter 5, verse 7 is also an encouragement to us. It says, "Cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you." And while God embraces all of our problems, this doesn't mean that we will be trouble-free. Boy, Jesus said, in this world you'll have trials and tribulations, but fear not, I've overcome the world. And then over in 1 Peter, which was addressed to the churches that were suffering persecution, Peter wrote a letter to encourage believers to keep their faith in Christ and maintain integrity in life. Persecution is probably the main anxiety that Peter had in mind when he wrote, "Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour." For how does the devil attack and devour? Do they devour Christians? And normally, he works through all of our human enemies. Yeah. And it's likely that Psalm 55 is behind 1 Peter chapter 5, because David wrote this psalm when he was surrounded by destructive forces. As with the devil, day and night they prowl about. But David writes at the end of the psalm, "Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you." Now, Psalm 55 begins with David pouring out his heart to God. He bewails, "My heart is in anguish within me," and he longs to be like a dove, be able to fly away from his enemies and be at rest. You know, doves often make their nest in the cleft or cliff high above the ground. They feel safe there from their predators. Now, Jesus warns us that we will be persecuted, so we shouldn't be surprised when enemies of Christ attack us also. However, we would be surprised and deeply hurt if someone who claims to be a Christian or brother or a sister turned against us. Someone you worship alongside with on Sunday now plots to ruin you on Monday. That's what David's situation was, as he writes, "But it is you, my close friend, with whom I enjoyed sweet fellowship." Now, we don't know who David was referring to. Some think it may have been Ahithophel, David's counselor, who joined then David's son Absalom in rebellion against him. You can find that over in 2 Samuel. So what do we do when enemies unjustly attack us? David and Peter speak with one voice. David turns to the Lord for help. He doesn't take up the sword himself, although David was an accomplished fighter. You know, he got Goliath. He trusted God to bring justice, and he believed that one day God will bring down the wicked into the pit of decay. Peter encouraged his churches when he wrote in 1 Peter 3:9, "Do not repay evil with evil or insult with an insult." If you've ever experienced injustice in your life, then I think you can identify with David. He's in contrast. He's in constant distress, and he wants to run away. You know, run away and hide. Yeah, we do that. That's just the way we are. Fight or flight, they say. Now, David might have been God's chosen king, but he was just as human as you and me. David's trust in God, though, didn't take away from all of his pain, but he knew that the Lord would sustain him. God would help him to maintain his integrity. I think that we can have the same confidence. You know, confidence and faith are synonymous. That same confidence, which is faith, when we cast all our anxieties upon our Lord. So, what's troubling you now, maybe? So, I give you this encouragement. Cast your anxieties on the God who knows. God loves and will sustain you. The Bible says, "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. If you got challenges and troubles, give them to me, and I'll take care of it." I think that's pretty cool. You don't have to do it yourself. Just give it to God. Let me tell you, He'll do a better job than you would or I would. So the closer the relationship, the deeper the pain of betrayals. And that happens to all of us. Just look around the world. So think about Psalm 55. How does Psalm 55 help us to be able to even process our pain in a God-honoring way? I think that's why that I think it's so important to look at all the wisdom literature of the Bible and to be able to look at all the stories. And, you know, they're in the Bible for a reason. They're there to help us. So with that, one of the things that we do is pray. And we pray for one another. And the disciples were really curious when Jesus would go off by himself. And they were saying, what do you do when you go, well, you know, God, I am God, you know, and God put me in this human flesh body. So I'm like you guys. I get tired, I get hungry, I get lonely, so I got to have fellowship with the Father. Can we do that? And he says, yeah, let me give you a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with as we pray the prayer that Jesus taught to the disciples and us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Have a wonderful day in Jesus' name.